The second cause of the acquired ichthyosis is metabolic disorders, which might be because of the decreased absorption or metabolism of the essential fatty acids and essential vitamins. So this can be because of the deficiency of the enzymes, decreased absorption because of Crohn's disease or celiac disease, ultimately leading to malabsorption and development of the malnutrition. It can also be a cause of because of inborn errors of metabolism like methylmalonic acidemia, deficiency of the prolidase, sorry, biotinidase deficiency, holocarboxylase deficiency. So all of these can lead to impairment of the metabolic processes and hence development of the ichthyosis, because normally the lipids are present in the skin barrier function. So if it is not present normally, then it can lead to the development of ichthyosis. There are certain other factors like renal failure, which can be associated with hyperparathyroidism or without hyperparathyroidism, liver abnormality, diabetes, immune thyroiditis. Connective tissue disorders like sarcoidosis, SLE or lupus erythematosus, dermatomyositis, systemic sclerosis lupus overlap, or eosinophilic fasciitis can also lead to acquired ichthyosis.